On really the last section, I think, of this whole overview and review for those who were here first semester. What I put on the board here should be familiar already because we've been discussing it. These are the levels of illness that we identify. Top level is sometimes called pikuach nefesh, looking after a life, or cholesh yesh bo sakana, someone who is dangerously ill. And then immediately below it, where we're going to go today, is safek pikuach nefesh. They might have a threat to their life, and we'll talk about that. In these two categories, these two levels, it overrides Shabbos. So forget overriding the gzera against taking medicine. It overrides Shabbos. Got it? Okay. Below that, you have sakanas eber, which means danger to a body part, and Cholesh She'ein Bo Sakana, which we've talked about, somebody who is ill, but their life is not in danger. And in those cases, it will override the gezerah against taking medicine, and it may override the Rabbanans overall, not just the gezerah against taking medication. Sorry to those who took a picture already of this chart, but I'm adding the word the Rabbanan. It will override the Rabbanans in many cases, not all. We're going to have to talk about it. And then the lowest level, miktsas choli, mechush, partly ill, has an ache, those don't override Shabbos, those don't override the Rabbanans, but we may be able to use workarounds in order to enable you to take care of things in one way or another on Shabbos. And what I mean by a workaround may be like asking a non-Jew to do something. We're going to talk about that. But this is your basic hierarchy. Clear? Okay? A new picture. Okay. All right. So, the topic that we're going to deal with now is the case of Safek Pikuach Nefesh. We know that we violate Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, to save lives. If you take a look at source number 8 on the sheet, you will see what I think you already know, because I think we've already discussed it, which is that you also override Shabbos for Safek Pikuach Nefesh. The Mishnah says, HaChoshesh Bigrono, if somebody has an ache in his throat, a sore throat, Matilin Lo Sam Besoch Piv B'Shabbos, you would put medicine in their mouth on Shabbos, Mipneshu Safek Nefashos, because this is considered to be a potential threat to life. Please, that does not mean that a sore throat overrides Shabbos. It does not. They must be talking about a particular condition that they know of, which is considered potentially a threat to life. But the point is, it is Safek Nefashos. It might be a threat to life. V'chol Safek Nefashos Doches HaShabbos. And if there is doubt about a threat to life, it overrides Shabbos. The problem is, what qualifies as Safek? Right? How do you know? Safek is a very big place. You could have somebody who, let's say, you know, is in normal, good health, no underlying conditions, and they get COVID this week. So if you were to ask, you know, their doctor would probably say, somebody with no underlying conditions, good health, you know, it may be uncomfortable. They may be knocked out for a couple of days, but fundamentally, this is not a threat to their health. They're going to survive. That's the that's what they would say. But on the other hand, you never know. There is a certain percentage of people who do not have anything that would predict that they would be hurt, and yet they end up hospitalized, and who knows? So that's a safek. Right? How do you evaluate what kind of safek warrants overriding Shabbos? So if you take a look on the sheet, it's source number 9. I offer you from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman Orbach lived in Yerushalayim and was a major, major posek in the latter part of the 20th century, very, very beginning of the 21st. And he says the following in his Mincha Shlomo. As far as the essence of the matter that he's been addressing, of what is called Saveh Pikuach Nefesh and what is not, and where is the boundary? He says, yeah, you know, I've really wondered about that also. But he says, logically, Nira lefianiyaz daiti. It appears in my humble opinion. Dechol shederech rov b'nei adam livroach mizeh kiboreach mipnei asakana. Anything that people run away from, like one runs away from danger, hareze chashiv kisafei pikuach nefesh. That is safei pikuach nefesh. Anything people treat like it's a life and death thing, we will treat as a life and death thing within halacha. And in such a case, we would apply what we learned in the Gemara and Yuma: live by the mitzvos, don't die by the mitzvos. But if most people wouldn't be scared of this, it's not called danger. So if you were to poll people on the street and say, you know, give the scenario I just gave you, person is in good health, no underlying conditions, they, you know, have the opportunity to go somewhere, but, you know, COVID is around and there's a risk that they might contract it, should they or shouldn't they go, right? And if most people would say, it's not such a risk to them, if they have a reason to be there, they should go there, then we don't view that as sakana. Now, you have people who are less risk-averse, you have people who are more risk-averse. So we go by what most people will say in such a circumstance. Daniela.
How does that work with, like, that community differences?
So,
where you are, like, what people generally say?
Right. So it's a good question. Generally speaking, we work with the local population. The understanding that, absolutely, there are cultural differences, and that will be meaningful. But yeah, that's what we do. Yes, Rebecca.
Would you say the same for a case of if the doctor says that it's fine, but the patient's a very nervous patient?
Yeah, we would follow the doctor in terms of that. You know, unless you get into a situation where, like, the anxiety itself becomes a threat. But barring that, yeah, we don't listen to a patient in this case. It's a medical thing. Yeah.
I just want to clarify something from the chart. Like, I know this is backtracking a little bit, but overriding Shabbos is you can do it the oraita. Like,
you must. Yes.
And then for work around it, you do nothing. Or you try to do it.
We'll get to that when we get to that. Yeah. Okay. However, having said all of this, there are two kinds of suffix. Not all sphagos are the same, and I don't mean now in terms of level of doubt, but in terms of type of doubt. All right, let's put them on the spot. Those who were here first semester, what are the two kinds of doubt? Yes, Natalie. Nope. Two kinds of doubt about whether to give a particular treatment.
Oh, wait, wait.
Yes.
If it's internal.
Nope. Those are good things, but they're not this. The question is the following. You have somebody who is ill. Okay? I'm going to invent an illness. They have a unique kind of infection which could be life-threatening. And so we want to give them a treatment. We have a brand-new treatment we don't know anything about. Do we violate Shabbos to give them this brand-new treatment? Now Natalie remembers. What are the two kinds of suffix?
If you're not sure if it's 100% going to treat what the person needs.
Right. So we have two kinds of suffix. One suffix is, yes?
I think the other kind is when you don't know if the person is actually as ill as
correct. Correct. One is doubt that they're in danger. The other is doubt that your treatment is going to be effective. Those are not the same. Where there is doubt that their life is in danger in the first place, so that's where we say safe pikuach nefesh must be treated. And that's where you see the Shulchan Aruch in source number 10. Vim rofe echad omer tzarech, rofe echad omer eino tzarech mechal. And one doctor says they need this, the other doctor says no they don't, we override Shabbos. V'yesh misha omer she'in tzarech mumcha, and some people even say you don't need to ask an expert, techol b'nei adam chashuv and mumchen k'tzas, because everybody's considered somewhat of an expert, they certainly think they are. V'savig nefashos lahakel, you're in doubt about a life-threatening situation, we go leniently. without getting into the question of whether you need an expert or not, that's not our point right now. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if the doubt is, I don't know whether they are in danger, then the rule is that we override Shabbos in order to save them. However, if we're not sure that the treatment is going to work, then we don't override Shabbos for it. I give you an example. Mishnah and Yuma in source number 11. This is not talking about Shabbos. This is talking about overriding kashrus. Misha neshacho kelev shote. If somebody is bitten by a rabid dog, ein ma'achilin oso mechatzar kaved shalo. We don't feed this person the dog's liver. There was an idea in the days of the Mishnah that the treatment for a bite from a rabid dog is to feed the person part of the liver of that dog. Whether this has anything to do whatsoever with, you know, rabies vaccines and stuff is a very interesting question, but I'll leave that to the pre-meds to look into. The point is, the Mishnah says, we don't give this person the dog's liver. We are concerned about the kashrus issues. Dogs are not kosher. And Rashi says the reason why, if you look in source number 12, is because afa pisha noagin arofen berefuazu, even though there are doctors who use this, eina refua gemura lahatir lo iser behema tmeya al kach. It is not enough of an established cure such that we are going to permit eating treif. And if you flip the page, the last source on this, source number 13, Rabbi Avram Gambiner, also known as the Magen Avram, says, we require refua yedua, a known medicine, or alpi mumcha, or that an expert says to you, yes, this is the medicine for this case. If you know this is the medicine, fine. If you don't know that this is the medicine, but an expert tells you it is, that's also fine. That has to lead into really a discussion about how we test medications on Shabbos, but that's not on Shabbos, but test medications in general, but that's broader than we're going to get to in this class. But what I want you to understand, and I see it's 11:40, that clock is slow, but I want you to make sure you understand the two different kinds of suffolk. Suffolk is the person really that ill, we err on the side of caution. Suffolk that this is a good medicine, we're not going to override halacha for. Clear? Okay, then we will resume, God willing, on Wednesday. Anybody not finished the quiz yet? No? Okay. All right. Thank you very much.